11. A personal connection.
You see, says Hassan, that's simply not possible. And even if it was possible, I wouldn't allow it. You don't seem to me to be a stupid man. Did you think I would allow it?
I think if you thought about it, you might, says Ol. They sit, facing each other, in one of the anteroom's interrogation chambers. Like the cells, like everything, it is wrought from crystal and gold, and entirely inert. Hassan's simple chair is Oromite. Ol's is a more complex affair of crystal and cycurium, fitted around him as though ready to restrain him, recline him, and present him for cranial surgery. Either side of him are field generators, fashioned to resemble seated Bhutanese dragons, their long swan necks curling upwards to present their open mouths either side of Ol's head, as though they are roaring in his ears. A single command, and they will be. The mouths are the speakers of null field emitters and pain goads. The dragons are, of course, wrought from gold.
The only reason we're having this conversation, says Hassan, is that you and your companions have somehow got inside the sanctum. That requires close investigation. Otherwise, your claims, your demands...
I understand, says Ol. We are interlopers, trespassers. At any other point in history, we would have been arrested and thrown into some oubliette. I imagine time was. You got idiots trying to get in all the time. Petitioners, madmen, pilgrims. People who just wanted to get close and touch greatness. I doubt any of them ever got further than the outer limits of the dominions. But these are not those times. And I'm not one of those idiots.
He sounds reasonable. He sounds sane.
Hassan is trying to be reasonable, too. More reasonable than he feels he should be. There's something about this man, his calmness. It struck Hassan the moment the cell glass detinted. This person is intensely steady and assured. That would be unusual enough under normal circumstances. The strays and lunatics who attempt access to the sanctum are usually so overcome by the scale and awe of the place, they are manic and raving by the time, a very short time, they are apprehended. But this man is alarmingly serene. The palace doesn't scare him, or even seem to impress him, and neither does his proximity to the heart of everything, and neither does the insanity raging outside. Hassan has better things to be doing, but this distraction is compelling.
I advise again, we execute him and the others, says companion Ayas Raja.
Ol turns his head gently and regards the custodian standing at Hassan's shoulder with a relaxed, almost wry glance. Throne of Terror, even a damn custodian doesn't bother him.
So noted again, companion, says Hassan.
He looks at Ol.
He doesn't scare you?
Of course he does, replies Ol.
But I'm tired. I've come a long way, and I've seen some shit.
You'll forgive me, but it honestly feels like too much effort to get worked up.
Ol leans forward a little. The motion sensors in his chair chime.
There isn't much time.
Hassan, is it?
He says. I have a duty to perform that is so important it's way beyond any of your rules and edicts and commandments. It's outside of official structures, even the grandiose structures of your almighty imperium. It is, I suppose, personal.
Yes,
personal, though it affects everyone and everything. Please, Hassan, you seem like a decent man. I need to see him, face to face.
How could it be personal? Asks Raja. No one has a personal connection to the Emperor.
Ol pauses. I'm sure they don't. But he's known to me. We knew each other once.
No one could vouch for this unlikely tale, says Raja.
He could, says Ol.
He looks at Hassan.
You're one of the Sigilites people, aren't you? A chosen man. Then you know what it's like. To be one of the very few people in existence to have a personal connection to a being like that.
Hassan nods. The reminder is sudden and painful. It reminds him of his grief, of the urgent work he has to do, of the scale and multitude of things slipping away undone every second. This is a waste of time. It might even be a trick of the warp, a soft and reasonable invasion where violence has failed, though none of the anteroom systems detect a trace of that.
"Explain it to me," says Hassan. "Once more, simply. I will make a judgment. That will be the end of it. Explain who you are and what you want. Unfold to me the matter you wish to discuss, or the message you wish to convey. Account for the two unsanctioned psychers in your company, and the warrior who seems to be an Astartes, but most assuredly is not. Begin."
All sighs. His chair chimes again as he sits forward, rests his elbows on his knees and steeples his fingers. He leans his mouth and chin against his thumbs for a second, thinking.
"My name is Alanius Persson," he says. "I have travelled a long way to meet with a man I once knew. A long, long way. Further than you can possibly comprehend. The people with me are companions who have joined me on that journey to help me. They are innocent of any crimes that I know of. You should let them go. Let them leave the palace. I suppose that's not possible. I need to speak with him. I beg you to let me do that. I'm here to help."
"Help?
What?" asks Hassan.
"Help end this nightmare, I hope. Actually, I don't know if I can do that. But at least help stop it becoming something infinitely worse."
"Your story is both flimsy and ridiculous," says Rasha. "There is nothing you can say that..."
"Actually, there are two things," says Ol reluctantly. "Do you know what a perpetual is? Do you understand what is meant by the term perpetual?"
"Mythologically, yes," says Hassan.
"You're looking at one," says Ol. "Bit of a letdown, I'm sure, but there we go. I was born something over 40,000 years ago, here on Terra. I am a perpetual. So is the Emperor. So is, I believe, your sigillite master. We are kin. I demand the right to speak to my kin. They would both be aggrieved to know you have blocked my effort to meet with them."
There is a long pause.
"What," says Hassan quietly, "what is the second thing?"
"This palace," replies Ol. "This sanctum. Right now, it is the most secure place in the known galaxy. Protected by things like that." He gestures at Rasha. "You might want to ask yourself," he continues, "how the hell I got in here, and what else I might be capable of doing.